When Rick Skorenka of the state's Drinking and Groundwater Bureau met with Pittsburgh town officials, he decided that blunt was the best approach.
We all sat in a room and said Pittsburgh was the worst municipal system in the state. And when that you say something like that, it gets people's attention.
The state-issued boil order went into effect in July of 2009. That order was lifted later that year after the town came up with a temporary fix of disinfecting the water with chlorine. In 2010, the State Department of Environmental Services ranked the town system as the highest priority municipal water project in New Hampshire. As Pittsburgh's town water manager, Richard Sargent, says, there was little debate about the need.
The old water system was put in from, I believe, in the late 50s and 60s, and so some of it is actually, I won't say completely rotted away, but some of it is quite old and corroded.
The new system is a point of pride for those involved in the planning. We leave the town office and hop in a pickup truck as Sergeant and Project Engineer Mike Duffy bring me to the new pump station. As we take the ride along Route 3, the main road in town, you see a fresh path of gravel in front of the houses.
Yeah, this is all the new water main was put right underneath where you see it dug up there.
The water main comes up from down under across the river underneath there. It's bored underneath the river.
Here inside the pump house, Sergeant says the project is a huge improvement.
Our old system was heavily chlorinated, so there was a lot of chlorine in the water. This has less than half of the chlorine that the old system had in it.
But there's a hitch. The town needs another $500,000 to get the new water line extended. The system is meant to serve the 80 customers in the downtown village. That includes two businesses and the town's K-12 school. Space-wise, Pittsburgh is enormous, covering nearly 300 square miles. Most of the roughly 800 residents will still be on their own water system. The new system is for people like Verna Masters, who is sitting on the front porch of the house she's lived in since 1971.
It needed to be done. They needed some cleaner water.
She's not hooked up to the new line yet, but expects to be soon. A new water meter has been installed in her basement. But she says the project hasn't come without issues. The unfinished gravel strip along her front lawn has made for great terrain for four-wheelers going up and down the road, kicking up dust.
That's what we've been putting up with all summer.
Not everyone in town thinks the project was worth the effort.
It's the biggest waste of money that I've ever seen in my life.
That's Bing Judd, the former Coos County Commissioner who's held nearly every position there is to be held in Pittsburgh. He says the town needed new water, just not a new water system.
But the town could have done it. And we wanted to drill wells for everybody. And we could have drilled all the wells in town. Everybody had their own for $500,000. Now we've spent $2 million, and we still ain't got it.
The town has kicked in $500,000 toward the project. The Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program has provided about $1 million in grants and loans. And Duffy says the Community Development Finance Authority provided $500,000 in grant funding.
We've been discussing doing a new application to either of those agencies next year to try to finish the project, to replace all the piping.
He says the project required drilling 350 feet underneath and across the Connecticut River to get the water from the pump house in Clarksville to customers in Pittsburgh.
Two new groundwater wells have been put in. There's a new pump station with a treatment system to remove iron and manganese.
Town officials are confident they'll find the money to finish the job and get everyone online. Meanwhile, Rick Skorenka in the state's Water Bureau says he's pleased the town found a solution.
We saw Pittsburgh as really needing to make the investment, not just for current, but also for future generations.
He says he's now working with the North Country town of Errol, which now ranks at the top of the priority list. That town is looking at a $1.7 million project to upgrade a water system serving roughly 175 people. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.